Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten, and I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. You're probably wondering why I'm playing classical music in the background. Well, it does fit in with the theme of tonight's show. This show is a special one. Its entire focus is on transgender music. It covers music by and about transsexuals and crossdressers. The music in the background is from the million-selling album from 1969, Switched on Bach, where Wendy Carlos performed using a Moog synthesizer. Carlos is a transsexual, which I certainly didn't know at the time, and probably a few of the record buyers did either. But that's enough classical music for this show. Most of you are probably familiar with the song Sweet Transvestite from Rocky Horror Picture Show. It has the following line.
Oh, if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
Well, I've got something visual for the listeners of this show. Since there will be so many obscurities heard, I thought those of you on the internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist. So I've set up a special web page just for this show. It's at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage, and I'll repeat this address in a few minutes. Most of the music I found dealt with the subject of transgender with humor, or at least admitting confusion. The first two songs are examples of this. The first is by an English actress and comedian named Hermione Baddeley. She starred in movies such as Room at the Top and Mary Poppins, but was more known for her role as Mrs. Naugatuck on the TV show Maude. In her stage appearances, she sang many comedy songs, such as the one I'm playing from her 1961 album, A Taste of Hermione Baddeley. The song is called I Changed My Sex a Week Ago Today, and I'm following it with a song from the 50s, from the album Calypsos from the West Indies. The song is sung by an artist billed simply as The Charmer, and who that person is today is someone you'd never expect.
I changed my sex a week ago today. I don't know what the dressmaker will say. For whichever way it was, she'll have to alter it, because my underpants were cut a different way. I changed sex just 7 days ago. I don't quite know how much it's going to show. It's all the same to me, whether I'm a he or she, but my friend is very curious to know. I suppose I ought to notify Her Majesty's officials that my passport may be open to some doubt. For although I haven't changed my name or altered my initials, my particulars have now gone down the spout. If I'm forced into the army, I shall have to change my plans to conform with such demands as may be made. For it might not be so easy to explain just what I am when I'm standing to attention on parade. Yes, just 7 days ago it came to light. I don't think it will matter, but it might. I'm bewildered, I confess, by the rumors in the press that Christine intends to have it out tonight.
I am trying to find a solution for a certain person. Trying to find a solution for a certain person, which is more than surgery to change him from he to she. But behind that lipstick rouge and lip, I got to know if he is or if she ain't. What gave him the idea and the spark to leave the country bound for Denmark? He tried to live the life of a man, but that was not in accord with nature's plan. So he underwent this operation and came back home to shock the nation. But behind that lipstick, who's the man? I got to know if he is.
came back to this country, they made her a popular celebrity. Of the public sentiment, she got movie contracts and plenty engagement. People came out of curiosity to see this amazing freak of the century. But behind that lipstick, rouge and paint, I still wonder if she is or if she ain't. Walk across the stage, they call her the wonder of this modern age. Now she making plenty money because of hormones and plastic surgery. Joined at 20,000 a week, and not one listening to this record could get a peek. So behind that lipstick, rouge and paint, what do you think she is? Boy, I know she ain't.
That last song is called Is She Is or Is She Ain't by The Charmer. And who is The Charmer? He's Louis Farrakhan, head of the Nation of Islam, and is known for his Million Man March in 1995 in particular, and for his inflammatory rhetoric in general. Okay, as promised, here's that website address again for this show. http://slomtown.aol.com/QMHeritage. My next set includes two songs by female artists who say that their guys should have been gals. Both artists are known for their party records. The first is by Nan Blakestone from 1947 and is called He Should Have Been a Whack. And the last song of the set is by Ruth Wallace and is called He'd Rather Be a Girl. In between them is a bit of a comedy routine. Now, I'm purposely not playing music by female impersonators because that's a different subject from transgender music. But I found a female impersonator doing a comedy bit that mentions Christine Jorgensen. Jorgensen received the first major media attention for her sex change operation in 1952. The female impersonator doing the bit is Lynn Carter from her 50s album, She's a He.
I know the draft caught some fellows who would have felt more at home in the wax. The sort of a boy who would marry a girl because he could wear her size slacks. Now, here's a boy like that, who's out of the army and yet will never forget his army days, and whom the army will never forget. When Sparkle faced his draft board, they looked at him and said, there's a number we'll just have to have. He'll make the army co-ed. So Sparkle gave up his job, and they sent him to camp at Dix, where he soon became a soldier and taught the army new tricks. But there was sadness at the launderette the day that Sparkle went. All the boys chipped in and bought a little throw rug for his tent. They drank a toast to Sparkle, and they wished him cheer and luck. They knew no matter where he went, he'd make those sergeants buck. And Sparkle told them to be brave till he came back from war, to carry on and act real gay, just as they had before. To make a man of Sparkle was the government's intent, but it's quite strange they missed. A little Sparkle changed the entire regiment. Now, he started with the privates, just to prove he was one of the mob, and he went right down the chain of command to show he was no snob. That all began to like Sparkle. I mean, they acted like him, sort of debonair. And the camp began to look like Vassar, even though Daisy wasn't there. A certain Colonel Gruff and Grim, who's always been stern and staid, deserted his bride and began to ride side saddle on parade. And a little private from Brooklyn, who was simply allergic to chips, got himself transferred to Texas, and he's never been heard of since. One day a captain became livid and blamed it on politics when the PX ran out of Chanel number 5 and tried to sell him number 6. A major got so jealous when a lieutenant made a crack that he tried to pull rank on the Louis, but the Louis just pulled it right back. Though today, to Sparkle, the army is a memory growing dim. There are many Camp Dicks darlings who owe their success to him. Yes, the army got that new look when Sparkle came to camp. It was swish, 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 instead of tramp, tramp, tramp.
You know Christine? Yeah, the Copenhagen capon. Yeah, they sure plucked that chick, didn't they? You know, I knew Christine before all that monkey business ever happened. I knew Christine when he was a G.I., before he became a G-Wiz. Honey, Christine is making money now. Just finished a beautiful, beautiful picture for Paramount Studios. They even tried to get Hitchcock to direct. Yeah, but he was hung up someplace and couldn't do it, honey. But, oh, it's a beauty. And the story. Oh, honey, the story. It's boy meets girl. Boy loses girl. Boy becomes girl. They're going to call the picture "I Used to Be on Top." Yeah, you got to work with some of this, don't you, darling? Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's a sequel to "Somebody Up There Likes Me." That's what it is. And they're going to do it on television, too. It's going to be on Climax. It's going to be called "If You Can't Get a Raise, Take a Cut."
Always thought when I got married that my life would be a whirl. Then I discovered I've married a boy who'd rather be a girl. I met him one night in Miami, and I wed him one night in Miami. His name was Tommy, but he said, "Call me Tammy." 'Twas then I knew he'd rather be a girl. Oh, I recall when we tied the knot. He said, "I do," but he didn't say what. And I noticed he danced with the best man a lot. The best man's name was Pearl. Oh, why did I wed a gay pretender who doesn't do what is on the groom's agenda? How in the world can I surrender to a boy who wears my negligee? He cooks for me and he sews for me. He even mends my hose for me. But he never curls my toes for me like a boy should do a girl. You should see the queer things that he does. Now he's modeling my jewels and my furs. And our towels are all marked hers and hers. And I'm getting real confused. He looks like a boy and he acts like a boy. He's positively stacked like a boy. But in the boudoir he don't attack like a boy. He'd rather do his hair. Oh, it hurts me down deep inside, 'cause I don't really feel like I'm a bride. And the zipper on his pants is on the side. Now don't that prove he'd rather be a girl? Oh, I have offered him my everything, my furs and my jewels and my diamond ring. I said, "Do right by me, you can be a king." But he'd rather be a queen. Now, honestly, I'm very broad-minded, and I take my love where I can find it. But all he does is pantomime it, and this I can't enjoy. This is really a catastrophe. This capon's no good for a chick like me. I guess that I'll just have to set him free, for what else can I do? Now maybe you folks cannot observe this, but a gal who isn't getting service starts walking around mighty nervous. Gotta get him out of my life. I'll find some place where I can send him. I'll even go as far as to recommend him. He'll make some boy a darn good wife.
That was Nan Blakestone, Lynn Carter, and Ruth Wallace. The source of Wallace's song was her 1958 album, Hot Songs for Cool Nights, but fortunately it is also on her Greatest Hits CD, issued last year. Well, I played a bit of a comedian talking about Christine Jorgensen. That leads up nicely to a special treat I've got. Here are a couple minutes from a very rare interview album from 1958 called Christine Jorgensen Reveals, where she answers questions so you'll get to hear her own voice.
Hello, and here and now is the first and only recorded interview with Christine Jorgensen. Miss Jorgensen, or may I call you Christine?
Please do, Mr. Russell.
Are you a woman?
That's a very good question. We seem to assume that every person is either a man or a woman. But we don't take into account the true scientific value that each person is actually both, in varying degrees. Now, this sounds a little evasive, and I don't mean it to be, when in all actuality, my only answer to that is that I am more of a woman than I am a man.
If you should see a girl, an exceedingly curvaceous, beautiful, seductively appearing woman, say of the Marilyn Monroe variety, do you ever wish that you could go back and be a man?
No, quite to the contrary. I think when I see a beautiful man or a beautiful anything, mm-hmm. I am, of course, most attracted by beauty, as most people are.
What I mean is, are you ever sexually drawn to a woman? Have you ever seen a woman that you would like for your woman, for your love mate?
No, not at all. Never in my life.
Even when you were a man?
No.
How about that?
Never. Mm-mm.
Are many of your friends homosexual?
Yes, I would say there, in the entertainment field, there is a great predominance, I believe, of homosexuality, which, of course, is probably the reason why some of these performers are such good performers and so sensitive, because of their own personal, shall we call them, problems or ways of thinking.
I was just about to use the term problem and ask you, how do you feel about the problem of homosexuality?
Well, I don't personally believe that homosexuality is a problem to society in any way or form. It is too often misconstrued that all sorts of sex perverts, and by this I mean child molesting and this type of thing, are homosexual, which is utterly ridiculous. Any good psychiatrist will throw that idea out of the window. But as far as I'm concerned, and I believe that the world of homosexuality in no way affects society or harms society, and the only way it could would be if everyone became homosexual and there was no more birth rate.
I'm going to jump to the 70s now, from Christine to Lola. Many of you will remember one of the Kinks' biggest hits, Lola, but here's a refresher.
Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up world of sugar.
The song ends with a line, "Well, I'm not the world's most masculine man, but I know what I am, and that I'm a man, and so is Lola." That was from 1970, but they had another song about gender in 1978 on their Misfits album. It was called Out of the Wardrobe.
Has anybody here seen a chick called Dick? He looks real burly, but he's really hip. He's 6 feet tall, and his arms are all brown and hairy. He married Betty Lou back in 65, when you had to be butch to survive. But lately he's been looking at his wife with mixed emotions. You see, he's not a commonplace closet queen. He shouldn't be hidden, he should be seen. 'Cause when he puts on that dress, he looks like a princess. Well, the day he came out of the wardrobe, Betty Lou got quite a surprise. She didn't know whether she should get angry or not that enough. Mama positively died. Should she
should she try to get a trial separation? You see, he's not a faggot as you might suppose. He just feels restricted in conventional clothes. 'Cause when he puts on that dress, he feels like a princess. But she's learning to cope at last. She got the best of both worlds, and she's really in a state of elation. She says that it helped her relationship. She says change is as good as the rest. And their friends are finally coming round to their way of thinking. She wears her trousers and smokes a pipe. He washes up, she helps him wipe. 'Cause when he puts on that dress, he looks like a princess. He's out of the wardrobe and he's feeling alright. He's out of the wardrobe and he's feeling satisfied.
And now for a couple songs with some real gender confusion. First are a group called the Rude Girls from their Mixed Messages CD from 1990, singing Rufus and Beverly. And it's followed by a song by Howie Knave from 1991.
Rufus could play the piano, and he drove an American car. He worked 9 to sundown in an office downtown to save us from nuclear war. Well, Beverly came from Seattle, played the mouth harp quite well, so they said.
Was a very fine selection. And now, from the top 10 chart, this ditty comes from Howie Knave. At number 1, Your Father Was Once My Mother.
Your father was once my mother. It's hard to believe, but somehow you're my brother. You've got her looks, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father was once my mother.
My ma left home when I was young, she'd had it up to here. Cause pa was drunk as a pickled skunk from hard liquor and beer. So she headed west where the life was best, yeah, my mom knew where to go. Next stop, Golden Gates of San Francisco. Liberal town, open views abound, okay, some things I understand. But why the hell did mom become a man? She bought the chest, removed the breast, grew hair so all could see, had the doc perform an additive to me.
Your father was once my mother, but somehow you're my brother. You got her looks, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father was once my mother.
Time had passed, Pa dead at last, lit a match up to his breath. A butane torch, I was barely scorched, Pa blew up, what a mess. So I headed west, where the life was best, to find my long-lost mom. Seems we had the same last name, but now her first name's Tom. He had settled down, raised a family, don't ask how. Seems his wife was once a bull, but now a cow. Somehow when all was done, someone had this son, and I was ready to split back east right now.
Your father was once my mother. It's hard to believe, but somehow you're my brother. You've got her looks, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father's once my mother.
A sheep one day and a ewe the next. I don't know. Last time I was going up to Hillsburg and I looked up and this little lamb said, "Are you my daddy?" Well, things worked out okay. My ex-mom and half-bro said, "Please stay. My mom is now my dad, but mom, I'll miss her. But come this April Fool's, my bro and I will break the rules. When mom, dad finds out that we're now sisters."
Your father was once my mother. It's hard to believe, but somehow you're my brother. You've got her looks, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father was once my mother. Your father was once my mother. It's hard to believe, but somehow you're my brother. You've got her looks, it's true, somehow we're related to one another. Your father was once my mother.
Oh, help me, Lord, if one day I marry me. Anything's possible if you really put your mind to it.
The Howie Knave song was from his aptly titled CD, I Can't Believe I Sang That. Now it's time for my spotlight artist, Billy Tipton. Tipton was a jazz musician who achieved only modest regional success in the 40s and 50s. His career included live radio shows with big bands and evolved into jazz quartets and trios playing in nightclubs. In his 74 years, in addition to being a band leader and a booking agent, he was a husband 5 times and adopted 3 children. After he died in 1989 in Spokane, a coroner revealed that he was much more, and the mysterious story ran wild on the wire services. Billy Tipton was a woman. It seems that Tipton's decision to adopt a male disguise was likely motivated, at least at first, by practical reasons. It was a depression, people were desperate for work, and it was especially difficult for women to get work playing in jazz bands. So, at age 19, Dorothy Tipton began cross-dressing to get a job in a band. She cut her hair, put on men's clothing, bound her breasts, and rechristened herself Billy Tipton, eventually fooling 5 wives and the world for more than 50 years. Tipton left no letters of explanation, so we can only speculate on what drove her. But we can learn much of what there is to know from a biography by Diane Wood Middlebrook called Suits Me, The Double Life of Billy Tipton. Now, musically, not much remains of Tipton's work. There were a couple albums in 1956 on a budget label. I've got one of them, and on the cover, Billy is pictured seated at the piano, flanked by two good-looking women. The liner notes on the back state, Billy Tipton is the lad pictured on the cover between the gorgeous gals. There's nothing highbrow about Billy or his superb musicianship on the 88s. He's an Oklahoma boy, Oklahoma City to be precise, who was born in 1919. And the liner notes go on, completely referring to Billy with male pronouns. So, from the album, Billy Tipton Plays Hi-Fi on Piano, here's Marie. And please pay close attention to what follows the song for a different side of Billy's act.
Before we turn to our next number, we've got a little bit of paddling to do, so to speak, sort of out of school. We find out that both George Mayer and piano player here, Billy Tipton, both the boys used to work together in the same unit with the Major Bowes Roadshow. And in that time, these two boys had a couple of specialty acts that were really terrific, and I think we might get them to give us an idea of that tonight. So first of all, we're going to sneak right over here beside Billy Tipton, and Billy, what business was it that you did?
Well, it was more or less monkey business, you know.
Monkey business?
Yeah, monkey business. Kind of silly business.
Really?
Yeah, it was really silly.
Well, look, silly Billy, go on and do it, will you?
Okay. My mommy told me if I'd be goody that she would buy me a rubber dolly. Now don't you tell me I've got a feller, or she will buy me no rubber dolly.
My mommy told me a fast big cookie, but she would buy me a rubber dolly. Now don't you tell her I got a fire. But story. Not that she killed her. I cried up for her. I share all by me. Now have a dolly for Christmas.
Thanks to the power of the internet, I was able to track down the clip you heard after the song Marie. The clip was Billy accompanying himself on piano doing a novelty act with a falsetto version of Rubber Dolly. This was taken from our 1949 radio broadcast he did in Oregon. This would be a good time to take a break and remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on 90.1 FM. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. I'm going to play a bit of country comedy now. Country music has always been a rich ground for poking fun. Here is a collage I put together of four songs doing just that.
Well, it's country time again, song bitch. Little song about George Strait. Gonna change a little bit. Make it a little more appropriate for today's world. It's all about being out in San Francisco. Yeah, my exes change her sexes. And checks are the things they really want from me. Yes, all my exes change her sexes. They need my bucks for plastic surgery. Now Rosanna's got a big banana. Looks more like a broom. And sweet Eileen's on my weight machine. She'll be off steroids soon. And Allison with her phallus on somehow lost her charm for me. And Dimples, who now shaves her temples, looks like a chimpanzee. 'Cause all my exes change their sexes. And checks are the things they really want from me. Yes, all my exes change their sexes. They need the bucks for plastic surgery. Yeehaw.
Oh, I saw it on the TV, and I thought it was a shame. It was a man dressed like a woman, and he had a boy's name. Well, I heard it on the radio while I was in the tub. Now, Joe, what in the world is this thing they call the Culture Club? Well, it's some old boy from England, Mo, and he's making $1 million. Joe, we'll never make $1 million driving these old trucks.
Too many nights of drinking, losing football bets. Lately, we'd do anything to get us out of debt. Where's the dress? Them high-heeled shoes. Where's the dress? We'll be money-making fools. We might close the bars then, cause a few arrests. But if it makes some money, tell me where's the dress.
Well, I was born in Dixie, where the pine trees grow so green. Men are men, women are women, but some of us are in between. Some folks laugh at me, and to others I'm an object of pity. Above the belt I'm Kenya Tugger, but down below I'm Conway Twitty. The preacher said it was Satan's work, and the doctor said, well, something ain't right. I'm the good old boy with the 38 Ds, I'm a honky-tonk hermaphrodite.
I saw her sitting in a barroom in that smoky atmosphere. She smiled back at me as I drank down one last beer. She pulled me on the dance floor. We danced a song or two. It was then I realized that I bit off more than I could chew. I think I'm dancing with a man. She's got calluses on her hand. She's got a voice like Johnny Cash. Is she hiding a mustache? I think I'm dancing with a man.
You've just heard parts of All My Exes Change Their Sexes by Mac McDonald, Where's the Dress by Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley, the Reverend Billy C. Wirtz singing Honky Tonk Hermaphrodite, and Rodney Carrington singing Dancing with a Man. But perhaps one of the very best comedy songs about cross-dressing was this next one from 1993. It's Bob Rivers' version of Walking Around in Women's Underwear.
I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Didn't ask permission. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. Walking round in women's underwear. Walking round in women's underwear.
From comedy, we're going to jump to rock and roll. This artist started out recording as Wayne County, and then came Jane County. The hard-driving sound didn't change. From her Deviation album from 1995, here's Transgender Rock and Roll.
Transgender Rock and Roll. Transgender Rock and Roll. New York City never stops. The lady bunny do the bop. Work it, girl, at Wigstock. Sister Dimension in pop sock.
Wig, wheel, lipstick, and pills.
Transgender rock and roll. Johnny, Whistling Dixie. In the house at Jackie's 60s. Constant is out of her mind. Get her to the world on time.
Marvel.
so don't you piss me off. Stop the world, I wanna get off.
No pearls, no girls, no money, no honey.
Transgender rock and roll. Transgender rock and roll.
I wish I had time to play more transgender rock, so I could play artists like Temptress or songs from the off-Broadway show Hedwig and the Angry Inch. But I think you'll forgive me when you hear the next song. It's by a transgendered artist named Veronica Klaus, and it's from her album called All I Want. That album was good enough to get her a nomination for Best Female Artist at the 1998 GLAMAs, the Gay and Lesbian American Music Awards. The album is excellent, and I've met her. She's a very classy person. Please notice the subtle transgender lyrics to her song, Black Diamond Days.
Never had a chance to be a little girl. Changed so fast. She's a woman. Different, still knows her way around. The old slag pile, the five and dime. People and faces remain in her mind. But you can't go back to a church that burned down a lifetime ago. Dying corsets in a chili pot. Nobody noticed her, no one forgot. Not quite black, always shades of gray. Father doesn't have anything to say, you see. Things like this don't happen where he comes from. No, no, no.
Black Diamond Days.
Never thought I'd miss them.
Black Diamond Days.
In a rage, I kiss them goodbye. Give a rat's ass if they don't understand. From that old coal town to a golden coast, you see, she's lived a larger life than most. You just can't force this jewel of a girl into a square king. No, 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 no.
Black Diamond Days.
Never thought I'd miss them.
Black Diamond Days.
Next up is something very different. I'm going to play a song by transgender activist Jessica Xavier. Jessica just this year has released a CD called Changeling, and I think it's very good. When I realized I was going to play one of her songs on this show, I wrote to Jessica. I told her that I especially liked the CD because it's the only one I know of where all of the songs are coming from the perspective of a transsexual herself. The songs are lyrically out, both from personal and political standpoints. She wrote back, "Terrific. I sort of knew I was writing about something that hadn't really been written about before. Most of us are too ashamed to write about our trans experience. I've hung out with lots of gay and lesbian people, so I have some out-and-proud role models, like Sonia of Disappear Fear. A lot of us who are out cannot afford to do anything more than perform occasionally. Transphobia strips us of our jobs and means to record our music. I almost didn't finish the CD. I was unemployed and underemployed through the making of most of it, and when I finished it, I couldn't market it. When people hold that CD in their hands, they are holding a miracle. Thanks for playing it on the air for me. So I'm closing tonight's show with a song called The Same New Me by Jessica. But before I do, I want to thank you for listening to Queer Music Heritage. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, including maybe where to track them down, I'd be glad to try and help. So please email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.E. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. As promised, here's Jessica Xavier and The Same New Me.
There is